Good morning. It's Friday, May 15th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A high-profile summit in Beijing is ending with plenty of symbolism, but limited economic breakthroughs. President Donald Trump wrapped up talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping after bringing a delegation packed with top U.S. business leaders, including Elon Musk and NVIDIA chief Jensen Huang. Trump described the meetings as fantastic and claimed China agreed to buy 200 Boeing aircraft and expand purchases of American oil and soybeans. But analysts noted the summit produced few concrete trade agreements beyond maintaining an existing tariff truce. Taiwan remained a major flashpoint, with Xi warning that mishandling the issue could lead to conflict between the two powers. The leaders also discussed artificial intelligence, energy markets, and the Iran conflict. Both sides are now preparing for another summit at the White House later this year. Another news. Another major figure in the Trump administration's immigration team is stepping down. Michael Banks, the chief of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, announced his resignation effective immediately, saying he wants to return to Texas and focus on family life. Banks had led the agency since Trump returned to office and became known for supporting aggressive border enforcement policies. In an interview with Fox News, he said the administration transformed what he called a chaotic border into the most secure border this country has ever seen. His departure follows earlier exits by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and outspoken Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino. Banks also oversaw controversial immigration raids in major U.S. cities, operations that drew criticism after two American citizens were killed during enforcement actions earlier this year. Another news. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily preserved access to the abortion pill mifepristone through the mail. In an emergency order issued Thursday, the court blocked lower court restrictions that would have required patients to obtain the medication in person. The case stems from a lawsuit filed by Louisiana challenging the FDA's decision to permanently allow mail delivery of the drug after the COVID pandemic. Abortion pills are now the most common method of ending pregnancies in the United States, especially in states where abortion bans are in place. Conservative justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented from the ruling. The Supreme Court's decision keeps access in place while the broader legal fight continues, with a final ruling potentially coming next year. The case remains one of the country's most closely watched battles over reproductive rights. Around the world, President Donald Trump says he has secured fantastic trade deals with China as he concluded his final meetings with Xi Jinping in Beijing. Trump said the talks produced agreements involving Boeing aircraft, U.S. oil, and soybeans, while also opening discussions on artificial intelligence cooperation between the world's two largest economies. The U.S. president also claimed Xi offered to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing tensions tied to the Iran conflict. Chinese officials, meanwhile, called for a lasting ceasefire in the Middle East and stressed the importance of restoring shipping routes. Despite the warm tone, tensions remain over Taiwan, technology restrictions, and military competition. Xi warned that conflict over Taiwan could destabilize relations between the two powers. Further negotiations are expected ahead of a planned White House summit later this year. Another news. A humanitarian aid flotilla is once again attempting to reach Gaza after previous missions were intercepted by Israeli forces. Ships from the Global Sumud Flotilla departed from southern Turkey on Thursday, carrying activists and humanitarian supplies for Palestinians in Gaza. Organizers say the mission is aimed at drawing attention to the ongoing blockade and worsening humanitarian conditions inside the territory. Earlier attempts by the flotilla were stopped by Israeli forces in international waters, with more than 100 activists detained and taken to Crete. Activists on board say global attention has shifted away from Gaza because of the Iran conflict, making the mission even more urgent. Organizers also argue that even if the ships are intercepted again, the effort will continue to spotlight the humanitarian crisis facing civilians in Gaza. Another news. Ukraine is reeling after what officials describe as Russia's largest aerial assault since the war began. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia launched more than 1,500 drones over 2 days, along with dozens of missiles targeting Kyiv and other cities. At least 15 civilians have been killed, including a 12-year-old girl, while rescue crews continue searching through collapsed apartment buildings in the capital. Ukrainian officials say air defenses intercepted hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles, but significant damage was still reported across the country, including to energy systems, railways, and residential neighborhoods. Zelensky accused Moscow of escalating attacks despite ongoing U.S.-backed peace efforts. Russia has not commented on the latest strikes. Ukrainian officials say the scale of the assault shows the war is far from ending. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.